AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. People are filing by Nancy Reagan's casket at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Public viewing will run through tomorrow. A private funeral will be held Friday. John Haybush is the library's executive director. He says Nancy Reagan was kind to everyone.
She treated every individual, you know, whether they were a head of state or the person managing the elevator. She just treated them alike, and she was very, very kind.
Nancy Reagan will be laid to rest just inches from her husband, who died in 2004. A day after a big Bernie Sanders victory in Michigan, Sanders and Hillary Clinton meet in a Democratic presidential debate in Miami tonight. Florida offers the biggest prize in next Tuesday's primaries. Questions are being raised about how Donald Trump received a property tax credit he didn't deserve. Here's the AP's Tim McGuire.
Since 2013, Donald Trump's property tax bill sent to him by the New York City Department of Finance included a $300 school tax relief credit for people making $500,000 or less per year. New York City real estate tax attorney Stephen Wagner says it's odd that Trump got the credit without apparently applying for it or having to show his income.
Former Mexican President Vicente Fox says a Donald Trump presidency would lead Mexico and the U.S. into a trade war and added it's up to Hillary Clinton to save the U.S. from a Trump presidency. Court records show both Baltimore schools police officers charged in an attack on a teenager that was caught on video have been accused of violent behavior before. One officer is accused of encouraging the other to hit the student. Akil Ham is the acting chief of Baltimore schools police.
What took place is not consistent with our training, rules and regulations and policies that we have in place.
The Cleveland Clinic says the nation's first uterus transplant has failed. Stocks finished higher. The Dow Jones Industrials up 36 points. This is AP Radio News. The general nominated to lead U.S. forces in the Middle East wants to try again to train Syrian rebels. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The first program to train and equip moderate Syrian rebels to fight Islamic State militants was scrapped last year after an embarrassed Pentagon admitted just four or five rebels were actually in the fight.
We've learned a lot out of that.
General Joe Votel tells a Senate panel he backs moving forward on a revised program that should not be seen as a decisive way of raising a large Syrian force.
I look at it as a thickening effort.
Votel's nominated to head U.S. Central Command. He now runs Special Operations Command. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
In New York City today, Tyrod Pugh, an Air Force veteran accused of trying to join the Islamic State group and die a martyr, was convicted of federal charges. Pugh was in the Air Force from 1986 to 1990. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.